From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Welcome to your Tuesday, friends, the 20th day of April. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you along with Joshua Michaels.
Hello.
So glad to have you here today, Josh.
Happy 420.
I know. You know, that was a day that it was kind of funny. My kids, as they were teenagers, had to do some edumacating, as I would say, to their mama about what 420 is. And I'm thinking, here we live in Oregon, so it's no big deal, right? Because it's 420 every day.
Yeah.
For most, not for me, but for others.
Yeah, it's a big deal for
a lot of
people.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So glad to have you tuning in this morning, friends. I'm Stacy Ann, and we have a full morning of information and news that you can use, and kind of talking through some of the headlines. And the last few weeks, Josh, I have been up at night in front of the computer watching Zoom meetings, listening to information, just garnering all kinds of stats and trying to dig through the minutiae of fake news and trying to find out really what's happening right now. And there is a ground movement happening. Finally, Josh, what you and I have been talking about, like, since this started a year ago, a little over a year and a half, almost moving towards a year and a half ago, it feels like, that people are waking up and going, okay, no more. The 2 weeks to flatten the curve,
exactly.
No more. And it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Well, people are starting to realize, if you know what's going on, and if you watch what's going on in Ontario, they're announcing a bigger lockdown. They're announcing real martial law, to where they made these public announcements and said, you know, if you're out past this time, the police are going to come get you. That's a natural progression of where things are going to go.
Not Ontario, Oregon.
No,
we're
no,
talking
no.
Talking about Canada.
Ontario and Canada.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. So, but that's a natural progression of where things are going to go. Now, granted, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there was a big church in Ontario that was defying against the lockdown. They had the riot police there. People got arrested. It was the pastor, the one that kicked out the social workers, was calling them the Gestapo and the Nazis and everything else. That guy reopened his church, and they basically cordoned off the entire square block, brought in about 200 riot police. It was crazy out there. Mm-hmm. And so that was a natural progression. So now what are they're trying to do? They're trying to lock down. But back to your point, it is happening. There is a huge groundswell. And the biggest thing and the best, most positive thing that we can emphasize today is that all of you, all the listeners, everybody listening today, you are now starting to take action and realizing we can't leave it up to our public representatives. We can't leave it up to our neighbors. We can't leave it up to, you know, our dogs or anything else. It's up to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to take action and just play your part. Create that friction. Create that riff. Create that little truth bomb in the grocery store or at the gas station, and really start to push back against these people that think that they have it all figured out, and just say, well, you don't. And the reality is that the facts that we've been talking about for the past year, the mainstream news is starting to have to cover it because they have to try to ride that wave and push forward.
Well, when the walls come tumbling down to Jericho of all the fake news and all the misinformation, disinformation we've been fed, and the truth bombs come out pretty heavily, people, they need, you know, they're realizing we need to start dribbling out some of this truth. And it's interesting. I thought it was interesting, the break here right before we went live, there was a commercial from Pfizer about, if you're feeling these symptoms, it could be a blood clot.
Yep.
Brought to you by Pfizer. And I'm thinking, and that's a national commercial, by the way, and I'm thinking, that's interesting. Why would they, this community service, you know,
it's
brought
because,
to you by...
Exactly, because you have the halt of the Johnson & Johnson. You have, you know, the AstraZeneca with the cancellation in I would say most of the world now are rejecting that vaccine. So these things, these COVID shots that everybody's emphasizing, I mean, you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you go on Google, you go on everything. Everybody's oh, look at, did you get your shot? Oh, there's a little subsection now that's like, hey, vaccine information, get your vaccine. Oh, by the way, 16-year-olds can get the vaccine now. This is great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Everybody go get your shot. Go get your shot. And the fact that they're doing that, why are they pushing so hard to do this? But now they're going to start sidestepping it, you know, and these mainstream, and I have a couple articles here to where they're delaying vaccines, they're getting pushback, they're getting a lot of symptoms, a lot of people are having reactions and things like that. So they're like, wait a minute, you know, we're not going to look very good if we keep pushing forward with this. And so we need to put some, quote, truth out there to get people back on board. And more importantly, we want to stay relevant. And so essentially the news is simply following trends and or trying to direct trends. And they've pushed so hard with this information that that groundswell is starting to push back. We're like, okay, wait a minute. People aren't ready to believe our nonsense lies anymore. So they're rejecting it.
Well, and I think our reality is, as they start really pushing, and I saw a couple people mention this online, is like, if it was such a real pandemic, and some kids are now calling it plandemic, in fact, why do they have to advertise for it? Why do they have to, like, do a marketing campaign for the pandemic, you know, in a sense? And now they're doing it for the vaccines. And I just want to make clear, and I appreciate this this email I got this morning from Wendy. In fact, she shared with me this morning about Shasta County taking their rights back. And there is a link, and I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page, KSLM Radio, and then I'll put it on the show plan as well. If you go to the redwhiteandblueprint.com, you can see it's about a 37-minute documentary on how Shasta County took back their power in their county with their elected elected folks. And then she goes on in her email about, I want to know why KSLM has been playing ads about vaccines targeting conservatives. And I want to make clear here, friends, and I want you to hear it from me and Josh this morning. When we have syndicated folks like, you know, Brian Kilmeade and all of these people that are syndicated nationally, they make arrangements and they have to play public service announcements from CDC or whatever. It's those arrangements. And it comes in the advertising packages. So that's not coming from us directly here at KSLM. It's coming through our part, you know, our syndicated. I know it's playing on our airwaves, but that's, if you remember, we'll say some of the news you hear may or may not be, you know, brought to you or you know, something that we want to necessarily say. It's kind of a contract that we're under. So I think that's valid. I think that's a valid point. And I still maintain, and I had a communication with this, in fact, Josh, with my mom last week, because I found out that both my parents have gotten the jab. And of course, I'm not a happy camper about that, but we live in a free country. And I understand, friends, that if you feel compelled and you've looked at the information for yourself and you want to take that and be a part of the experiment and volunteer to be a part of the experiment, that is your freedom and your choice. We still live in America.
Absolutely.
However, if you're running in front of a freight train, I'm going to do everything I can to get you out of the way.
More importantly, if you jump in front of the freight train, it's not my fault.
Exactly.
And therefore, we don't have to completely get rid of trains entirely because you decided to jump in front of one. And that's the thing. And that's where things are going is, you know, I don't know if you saw Schumer trying to announce a COVID hate agenda to where if you're, you know, discriminatory against somebody who believes in the virus, there'll be ramifications for you. And that's just it's never going to end, folks. It's never going to end until you decide as a collective, as us, as Americans. And you got to remember, when this country was founded in 1776 or 1775 leading up to 1776, we didn't ask for permission to be free.
Mm-mm.
We had to declare independence to be free. And that's a very important thing. Our rights have been infringed and they've been taken from us. They are not going to give them back. They're not going to give them back. We have to take them back.
Yes.
And declare them to get back and declare them to be ours and to be our sovereignty and to be, you know, our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. That is our agenda, and that is what we need to work on, is declaring those rights back. We don't need to ask for permission. These people, like the governor, she's never going to give you permission. She's going to string you along like a little dog until you say enough is enough.
Well, and that's exactly right, Josh. And one of the things that's so frustrating to me, I want to read this. This is from Yamhill County, and it's Mary Sterrett. She's a commissioner in Yamhill County. And she said, "Ever wonder how they come about with all these COVID restrictions and how they get decided? On a recent call with Governor Brown's spokesperson, that question was asked by a commissioner who said, 'Who is this mystery group who decides all these things?' The governor's spokesperson said it starts with her, then OSHA weighs in, or OHA weighs in, that is, and then a proposal is made to the governor. I asked for the fourth or fifth time for the actual data driving these restrictions. Is it empirical, based on actual science, or is it arbitrary? The answer, it's research-based and not data-based. Oh, who's doing this research? Is it public health science or is it political science? Other questions on a recent call included queries about the metro counties and the risk levels, somehow lowering compared to ours. Questions are, what happens when, how does everybody get back to life as we knew it? Mm-hmm. Word is Governor Brown is working on a 10-point economic recovery plan. And this is what Mary Sterrett says. I love it. She goes, I have 1-point recovery plan, open Oregon.
Yep.
Meanwhile, county fairs, summer festivals, parade organizers are wondering, should we plan for our events? I hope they'll give it a go and end this endless restriction. And yep. So we have at the commissioner level, at the state, at the city level, we
they're
have people that are
it.
Starting to get it. And there's a huge effort that was released last night, Restore Oregon Now. And I'm going to try to find the website, but there is a petition that kicked off last night. For 30 days, the next 30 days, we're going to get as many Oregonians. Doesn't matter. You don't even have to be a voting Oregonian. You can be a 16, 17-year-old. If you're a citizen, you get all of your family here in Oregon to sign this petition, and we're going to organize them by counties, by cities, and we're going to our elected leaders, just like they did in Shasta County, and we're going to say, okay, it's time. It's time. We need to open up Oregon. And of course, Josh, you and I met, I think it was May last year, almost a whole year ago, when we did the Open Oregon Rally. Mm-hmm. And that we talked about it then. It's time. Let's get back to business. Yep. And here we are a year later, still living under the tyranny is what it is. And so it's time to open up Oregon and restore Oregon. And Josh, you and I have talked about that. We need to not comply, right?
Yeah, you gotta just push back and get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If you have within your heart to, you know, within your own convictions of how you feel about this situation, stop psychoanalyzing it in your mind and being like, well, if I just do this or if I just do this, if you're going to go get a sandwich or go do the whatever, you know, test the waters a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way you get your rights back.
That's
is
right.
By exercising them. And so creating those conflicts and creating those conversations, I think you guys are now well equipped with a lot of the knowledge and a lot of the information of how to do it. And it takes practice. You're not going to be an expert right away. And so just keep pushing and keep pushing. And then we'll get our freedoms back. I'm telling you.
We will do it together. Let's do this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Yeah, you.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Hanging out with Josh today. We're talking about fighting for our liberty and standing up for our freedom. And here's an exciting thing that just launched last night for the next 30 days. It's a project to stand for freedom, Restore Oregon. And here's what it says. Sign this petition urging our local leaders to defend our constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from being canceled by the governor's endless emergencies. Here's the mission. Provide relief and protection for individuals and businesses suffering under the emergency declarations and restrictions of of the governor. Goal, empower local government and law enforcement agencies to uphold the higher law, the U.S. Constitution, when there is a conflict with lower law. Objective, pass local resolutions and ordinances that require adherence to the U.S. Constitution above all lower laws and executive orders. And right on the website you go to, RestoreOregonNow.org. And right on the homepage there, you can put in your name, your email, and you can actually sign the petition right there. And then go the next step. Share the link. Share with your friends and family. Get as many, let's see how many thousands of signatures over the next 30 days that we can get. And then with that, when we have these signatures, they'll be organized by cities and counties, right? And we'll be able to present them to local elected officials who are neglecting our U.S. Constitution, our Oregon Constitution, and following along just to get along. And I'm telling you, it's time to open Oregon.
Absolutely. And also the Greater Idaho movement is gaining traction as well.
Okay, talk to us a little bit about that. What is that?
Okay, so last year there was kind of a little trend going around of Greater Idaho, and that was essentially Idaho absorbing the lower part and middle part of Oregon and just kind of leaving Portland, Salem, and Eugene all to themselves. Well, Idaho apparently, according to this report, has announced that they're going to explore the idea of that. So this is the first time that Idaho has actually acknowledged this concept and this idea, which is great because it's obviously, you know, making a lot of momentum and pushing a lot of.
Well, and is that something that the people in those counties have to surrender to or join? I wonder how that all works.
Yeah, so it's a process. It's not simple. Basically, they're stating that they need to have a plan for the transition by 2024. Mm-hmm. So this isn't something that's going to happen immediately. But they have been opted to present the idea to the House and Senate committees in the Idaho legislation. So that's a really big win. You know, it could definitely change a lot of the dynamics, you know, with the state and how the state operates and different things. Not saying I think it's a good idea or if it's a bad idea. Still not sure how I feel about it. But I do think it's really interesting to explore the idea. You know, granted, most of the farms, most of the production and everything is down there,
right?
In South Oregon, and it also has parts of Northern California as well that are kind of tied into it.
And you think about water rights, and you think about all of those natural resources that has made Oregon so incredible here. Our natural resources, and I can guarantee you, Salem and Portland and those metro areas that for so long have made our elections, made the decisions. And for 30 years, a blue state, right, to where we're at, they just pretty much have taken all of the resources and not reinvested and not made Oregon better over the last 30 years.
Exactly.
You can see that by just driving downtown Salem. You see it by going, looking under the Marion Street Bridge. You see it at Market Street. You think, okay, that's compassion. I'm sorry, it is not.
Yeah.
Letting these people live like this.
Yeah, the Oregon legislation just passed another bill for homelessness on eviction process.
And
expanding the eviction process.
Yeah, more notice.
Yep, they're going to get a longer notice because that's their house now. Which, you know, another interesting thing, I know we talked about Klamath last week with their water rights being taken.
Right.
And being essentially seized by the state and kind of where that's going. This is kind of a repercussion of that, this whole Greater Idaho concept. It's not far-fetched. Things do happen. You know, we are in a different time to where things like this will be happening, and you should plan on seeing that.
I'm really interested to know, listeners, if you have signed the petition yet, if you plan on carrying the petition, if you want to call in and join the conversation, 503-589-1220 is the phone line that you can call. Join the conversation today. We're going to continue to talk about ways that we can get engaged and get involved. I want to remind you that the Parents' Rights in Education Summit is Safe School Summit is this Saturday. Josh and I both will be there, and you can still get signed up for that by going to Parents' Rights www.ed.org. Get signed up today. Also, tomorrow night already. Oh my goodness, it's Wednesday already. Tomorrow night is Liberty First University at 7 p.m. At 6 p.m., I will continue to do some advocating and advocacy training and education on how we can stand up and how we can give voice to our concerns to our local elected leaders. Now with this petition, it's kind of exciting. We did the training last week, and now we have an action we can actually take. We're being trained. We're going to have an action. We have something that we can do. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the River Church, and then 7 o'clock, Liberty First University, where we continue to learn about our constitutional rights and why it's so important to stand. And so, Josh, we have so much to cover and so many ways that we can get involved, and yet another day goes by and another day goes by, and it's kind of like Groundhog Day. It feels like we know what we need to do, but we don't know how to do it, or mm-hmm. we're not doing it, and we continue to live under this tyrant here in the state of Oregon.
Well, I think a lot of people are. A lot of people are moving forward. They just don't know, you know, we've been completely dismantled mm-hmm. in our social media and our communication and everything. This has all been foreseen. This is the reason why they've deplatformed everything.
Yep.
Is for this moment to where we'll be disoriented, and essentially that gives them an edge up on how to move forward and how to continue these lockdowns. But this radio and this radio station is so important because it's able to break through
right.
that bias, and we'll talk more about it when we get back.
Looking forward to it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this fantastic Tuesday. Josh is here too, and we're going to add another person in just a few moments. Josh, you know, we better give a shout out to our new friend, our new fan.
Oh, our super fan, Wanda?
Wanda, yeah, who's been sending mail here and there.
She is so awesome.
And we just say hi to you, Wanda. Thank you for listening.
Wanda, please send me another email. Uh-huh. I love them. They're so interesting.
And we do want to remind you that we do want to hear from you. So if you want to send us an email, send it to Stacey, Stacey, at KSLM.news. Did you get another one? Boy, that was a fast response.
There it is.
And even if you like us or don't like us, we want to hear from you. And we're just going to continue the message of standing up for our constitutional rights and liberty. And I want to remind folks, if you don't like the U.S. Constitution, if you don't like the Oregon Constitution, you can gladly move to Canada, where it's totally locked down right now, right?
Yeah.
Martial law.
Yeah, you can go to Ontario.
You're free to go to Ontario, and we'll even help you pack, right?
Yeah.
So, Josh, we look at the headlines, and we see all these things going on, and we see Oregonians starting to stand. And mm-hmm. and joining us in the studio is Megan Marie. And Megan, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Stacey.
So excited to hear that there's another event plan coming right around the corner, and there's some cool things that you've been working on. Share with us what's been happening.
Well, I've been working on a lot of things. I'll talk about part of it in a second, but we have a rally coming up on May 1st. It's a two-way event trying to stand up for our Second Amendment rights as well as the rest of the Constitution. I'm really excited for it. We have some really, really amazing people coming and helping with it. The sponsors and speakers that are coming. I have my foundation that is going to be coming out, which I will talk about in a second. David Vitale and Pastor AJ from Awakening Ministries, KSLM Radio, Mike Nearman, Joe Ray Perkins, Oregon Patriot Militia, the Proud Boys, 5150 Tactical, Tick Lickers, Proud Pawn and Arms, and more to come. So this one is going to be really, really big.
It's pretty strategic that we stand strong because there are action points. In fact, I'll talk about them probably more on Thursday, but there's some things and some hearings coming up. Again, not only are they wanting to penalize us for having our permits, you know, our concealed permits and being in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever, and finding out that we have a concealed weapon on us, they want to make us felons. Now they want to tell us how we're to store our weapons away. And if someone breaks into our home and steals our weapon and isn't stored properly, guess what?
It's
we're
your fault.
In trouble.
Yes.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. You're
and
the
so
bad guy.
We've got to stand for our Second Amendment rights, friends, and we've got to, not all of our rights, but this is serious and moreover, frustrated. I'm so frustrated at our, and I'll just call it out, our Republican leadership that refused to leave
yes.
the and refused to leave the floor, and they stayed and they caved and they gave in. And because of that, there's this groundswell of people realizing there is something we can do, and just launched last night the Stop the Abuse, Restore Oregon Now petition drive that allows
That's
people
exciting.
To do something and in a sense go to our city leaders, go to our commission leaders all across the state, as some have already done. The mayor, Sandy, has already, Stan, has stood up and said, we need to do something. And of course, the mayor of Baker City, mm-hmm. her and her council made a resolution and declaration that we're in an economic and a mental health crisis in our community. And
yeah.
so
mental health being at the people at the legislation.
That is. If you're not standing and they take this oath of office to protect the U.S. Constitution, the Oregon Constitution, they're not doing their
That's
job.
That's the thing we need politician accountability to.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that are standing up right now, the better, and the better chances that we have of being able to go back to relying on the Constitution and not having the politicians running everything.
So May 1st is this next rally, and it's at the Capitol. And
yes.
what are the hours?
It starts at noon. It always ranges on how long we do it. We do have a lot of people coming, and I'm trying to lock in some more. So I'm going to say about 3 hours probably, if not more.
Okay, noon.
It is
three.
A barbecue. There's speakers. I'm not
okay.
going to quite give out the location yet, but it is different than what we have been doing.
Okay.
Because we want to really have a good time. This one is a lot about children. We're going to be bringing out my foundation that I am doing with the Proud Boys and some stuff that we have going on there and upcoming events for this summer for the kids around here. And I'm really, really, really excited.
So talk a little bit about this foundation idea that you've come up with.
All year I have been working on mainly this stuff with Bella's Law, trying to mm-hmm. get Oregon to recognize as soon as there's a heartbeat, that's a life.
Right.
For personal reasons, I've been working on that really hard. I'm really mm-hmm. proud of Idaho with what they just passed.
Mm-hmm.
So my foundation is actually, it's Stolen Voices, and that it's going to range from everything. The mm-hmm. politicians trying to steal our voices, the police, all the way down to domestic abuse victims. We really want to work with kids. The Proud Boys and I are sponsoring together to operate a lot like the Bikers Against Child Abuse is mm-hmm. what we're going to do. I'm not going to go into detail yet as to just how deep we're going, but kind of just an idea. The next event that we're going to be doing or hope to be doing is a pie in the face. The kids get to come and pie the Proud Boys in the face and they can dunk them, and we're going to have a water balloon fight. We're going to do a fundraiser, and we just really plan to do really fun stuff this summer. And actually, I do need to give them a shout out really quick, because if it wasn't for them, my foundation would not be up and going right now. So the PDX Proud Boys can ensure your safety from Antifa and the radicals. To know more, you can visit pdxproudboy.com, because we really have been working together as a team with our communities, working on safety, education, morals, and bringing the Constitution back to the kids around here.
Let
I couldn't have done
you,
it without them.
Let me ask you a question about, I was at the March for Life on Saturday.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And I had to leave. I got too warm. My red hair and fair skin, my Irish skin, I was overheated just standing out there for the hour and a half through the program. There was the march, and everything went on Saturday. And I noticed, I was so impressed with how many of you all came out. And
there
is a safety element to having you around.
Yeah, actually, while you say that and it kind of blew me away. It was beautiful, because we haven't always had this reaction. And I see we, as in the Patriots, me and them, and then the Proud Boys, of course, mm-hmm. is what I'm speaking on. But it was beautiful because they were lined up, just making sure that as everybody marched, that they were okay. We didn't march with mm-hmm. them. We didn't want to cause a scene. We wanted to make sure everybody was okay. So they just did their little circle around the block. And as they came around, they were every single person was thanking them.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you being here. Thank you for our safety. And for me, that was epic, because this year we have worked really hard on changing where we're going in a direction, making sure that we're standing for the right things. And they really do keep people safe.
Mm-hmm.
I had people coming up and giving testimony saying that they walked them to their car one
yes.
time and they were scared because they had a flag. And they were, it's just
mm-hmm.
really awesome to see that stuff. So I appreciate you saying that, because the march people did amazing. The it was touching to hear that dong so many times. That was difficult.
Oh, yeah. And she's referring to the beginning of the every year here, the Oregon Right to Life. They honor for every 1 million people that have been lost, babies that have been lost to abortion,
murdered.
They do a bell. And so it was 63 chimes. And we all sat there sober. And then when they just watching the video has a picture of America. And it shows that as you're counting down from when abortion was legalized to current, how many states are like wiped
since
out
since 1983
since not yeah it's incredible
yeah.
so it's important that we stand strong together and do these things, and I'm excited to hear a little bit more about this rally that's coming up. What do you need? Do you need volunteers? Do you
I do
donations?
As you guys were speaking of those lovely emails that you get, here come mine. But if people have more questions, they can email me at magenstevens84@gmail.com. But I do need volunteers. We need booths up. We need sponsors. We need speakers. If you have any merchandise that is Second Amendment or Constitution related, or flyers or brochures that you would like to put a booth up, email me. I'm also going to give out my phone number at the end. Here we go with that. But yes, we need as many people as we can get to come and participate in this. So if you're interested in coming and speaking or selling anything, you can get in contact with me.
Is there an event on social media created yet?
Yes, it is. There is an event page. I'm not sure. I got Facebook banned, as we know. So I'll have to get the link for that to you. But we have flyers going out like crazy. We're going to update that flyer.
Okay.
I'm going to be on Lars Larson again next week, I believe. So it's getting around.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by the studio here and giving us an update on what's happening. And I'm excited about this foundation. And I do believe there is no, friends, there is no protection for the unborn in our state. None. In fact, even as a parent, your child has access to an abortion without your consent. And coming down the pike too, as far as vaccinations, your child has a right to get this vaccination, this COVID-19. Josh, we didn't even talk about this, but there's this push and movement through the schools that the kids can
take away parents' consent.
Yeah. That's what the schools are for.
In Oregon.
They're meant to rip you away from your children and have
basically
complete control over that. And that's kind of what about the Safe School Summit that we're doing this weekend is really going to talk about, is the fact that the Department of Education and how they're subverting all the parents' rights, and how you stand up for that again, and how you push forward. Great speakers, great information. You know, I don't think a lot of parents understand what's being taught. You know, not only are they indoctrination centers now through mask mandate ridiculousness and having a six-year-old wear a freaking mask to go to school and play outside.
How about a two-year-old,
too? It's disgusting.
It's the most disgusting thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have a huge, huge wave. Even if we stopped right now, there's going to be a huge wave of psychological damage, depression. You know, kids' suicide is up. You know, everybody's suicide's up. But just an unbelievable amount of damage has already been done. And this this seminar that we're doing, the summit, the Safe School Summit this weekend, is going to really address that and give people tools to how they're able to apply those in their school districts, in their counties, and really hold these criminals. I think they're 100% criminals at the Department of Education, and how to hold them accountable. And just like what we were talking about before, we need to stop asking for permission for our rights. It's not permission. It's granted. We need to declare it and just move on.
Our rights do not come from the government. They come from our Creator God.
Them.
We're born with them. That's exactly
and
right.
We don't need to ask for permission. You know, and there's a lot and lot of alternative school programs coming up since last year. Really, really, really exciting stuff. You know, and how to get your kids off of that reservation, because really they're just doing a massive amount of damage, not only with the
they're
bad education,
them.
But just the social construct of it and what the social acceptances are and what the social norms are. They're really changing our kids, and we need to fight and stand up against that at that Safe
and
School
And I
Center.
Want to do a plea to anybody that is a grandparent or a parent caring about kids, and whether it be you homeschool your kids, whether you're in public school, whether you're private school, Christian school, whatever, everybody needs to be at the summit, because we're going to talk about some very difficult issues and again, together, come up with a strategy on how we're going to deal with that, not only here in Oregon, but across the nation. And we are better together. So I encourage you to get registered, and you go to Parents Rights in Education, or parentsrightsined.org. Get registered today, and we'll look forward to seeing you. That goes from 8 until about 4:30 on Saturday. Josh is going to be a speaker. I'm an MC of the event, so I'll be involved all day long. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to gather together. And Josh, when you think about, as a parent, you have a son in school right now, and you know, I have grandchildren in school. My kids are all grown, and Megan, you have kids in school.
Yes.
It's so important that we get engaged in the process, isn't it?
It is. And it makes a big difference. Just engaging, you know, your superintendent and your principal mm-hmm. at your school makes a huge difference. I've had some really good talks with the school board over there, and
that's good.
You know, hopefully we'll see some change, because I'm gonna go meet him again.
That's what we're talking about. It has to happen.
We got to do it for the children, right? That's right. You're talking to Megan and Josh this morning, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Encouraging you to call in if you want to join the conversation, 503-589-1220. Speaking about conversation, just launched yesterday, I believe. In fact, my friend Gail just sent me a message, and she said that Frank's Speech, let me read it here, frankspeech.com. This is that frankfreespeech.com. That is, I think the Mike Lindell started that, and she said that since they started to play it live yesterday, over 90 million have tuned in. So again, that is frankfreespeech.com, and I haven't had a chance. I think there's a app that you can download and all of that kind of thing. So it's like all of a sudden all these things, reinforcement is on the way, right? Josh mm-hmm. and Megan, as we continue to stand strong, I'm
Beautiful.
Excited to hear about the summit. Now we've got on May 1st this rally standing for our Second Amendment rights tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I'm going to do a training on how do we talk to our elected leaders, how do we stay engaged in the process, what can we do. 7 o'clock is Liberty First University. This is all at the River Church tomorrow night. At 7 p.m. is Chris Hall and her continued training on the Constitution.
She is amazing.
Oh my goodness, there's so much going on, and Megan, you're building this foundation that will stand for children and give people a voice. And what was the name of it you said?
It's Stolen Voices.
Stolen Voices.
Yes.
And advocating for our ability to say no, not on our watch. And I remember something, Josh, several years ago, it was 11 years ago, I went to Israel, and I went through the Holocaust Museum, and I'll never forget, it was profound seeing all of the shoes, and they had to get out of their shoes before they went into the gas chambers. And I remember walking through this museum of all the children. There was several thousands of children lost through this. And I remember going through that museum, and it was like three candles that were lit, but all of the mirrors, it represented each child that was lost, all the lives that were snuffed out of just kids alone. And I remember signing the book at the end, "Never again, not on my watch." And here we are.
Wow.
Here we are. And I don't know how many people have said, I now understand how this happened.
Well, and it's crazy, because when I met you, you had said you were waiting for a certain story mm-hmm. To move forward with some stuff that you were working on. It mm-hmm. was just crazy, because I had been wanting to work on those things for a while, for almost 4 years now.
Yes.
So to meet you and to be able to move forward on what we're doing mm-hmm. to make sure that kids matter again and protect the voices that are stolen from people, I want to speak for the murdered babies. I want to speak for, you know, the people that aren't being listened to. And I mm-hmm. think it's great that I've been able to come across you and the PDX Proud Boys and the people that I have to move forward with this.
Well, we are better together.
Yeah.
And when we hear what's happening, the atrocity that's happening right now down at the border, and how these children are being captured and trafficked into America, and how parents would just send them ahead anyway, you know, without it just is
how many have been found lost, wandering around, or thrown over edges. And
well, a lot of them are kidnapped because the policy is that if you have a child, you get to move forward. And there's no restrictions. They're not doing DNA tests. They're not doing anything. So the coyotes are there. I mean, they're literally grabbing kids in Mexico on their way up in those border towns
that don't even belong to them.
They're just grabbing them, you know, out of their yard and then going across the border, and then they just do whatever they want with them after that. That doesn't matter.
Well, why people aren't woke over that? Our children. Guys, isn't that scary?
Yes.
The way that they're trying to normalize incest and normalize pedophilia, how are you not afraid? How are you not being loud and standing up? How are more people not upset about this?
Because more people are infighting about the George Floyd nonsense going on.
Well, and that's so
just
sad.
That's just a smoke screen right now to keep us away from what's really going on. And if people were so concerned about this plandemic and COVID, again, I will say, they're plandemic of this COVID nonsense, in a sense that down below in the border, these people are testing positive, and they don't care. They're bringing them in. Come on in. They're putting
them all
together
into one small area.
Yes, and then almost strategically putting them into states that'll accept them, of course. And we wonder why COVID is on the rise again. You know, it's very interesting. And yet we're not surprised, right?
Everything has been an agenda. Everything from the very beginning.
Yes. And as we continue to walk through the next few weeks, friends, there are things we can do to take back our communities, to take back our counties. And I want to encourage you to go to restoreoregonnow.org, sign the petition, print it off, go have your friends and family sign it. You do not have to be old enough to even vote. If you have teenage kids and they're citizens here in Oregon, they can sign it as well. And let's get thousands of Oregonians engaged in this process, because it's time to open Oregon.
Yeah, it's time to stand.
Yes. And again, give us your contact information, or how we need to find out about this rally. Where do we go on
the website? So for the testimonials on them, it is pdxproudboy.com. For myself, it is my name, MAGENSTE, V as in Victor, ENS84@gmail.com. They can call here at the radio station and leave a voicemail, 503-316-1222. And again, and that's if anybody wants to volunteer, put a booth up, speak, somehow participate, get involved, whatever needs to happen.
It's going to be a grand day. And
yes,
indeed,
it is going to be a lot of fun.
Standing up for our freedoms and our liberty. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
And letting us know what's going on and an update. Excited about the foundation and standing strong for our families here in Oregon. Josh, on Saturday, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the mask mandate with kids in schools, the mandatory vaccine that's coming, the mandatory vaccine that they're going to be pushing for next year in the fall, which I predicted. If we don't push back, and we got this window this summer to really push back, notice they're kind of talking about locking things down. They're kind of not, you know, the Governor Bouge. You know, over there at the office, she just, you know, created a higher risk in the counties. You know, they're already slow dripping and just stringing it along like they do with everything else. But what we have to understand is what's coming. And so we can prepare for that, and we can really get, my goal is to get some schools and get some school districts to say, no, you are not going to do that. We're going back 100%. Wow. Fine us. Do whatever you want. We're actually looking and acting on behalf of the kids.
That's so right.
Huge.
And if you do that, then they'll be the biggest school, biggest news story. It'd be great.
I want to challenge all parent patriots to be out there this Saturday.
Yes.
Seriously, every single one. This is just
that room
big.
Should be packed.
Well, parents should also just start going to your kids' baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares about these restrictions? I mean, what's
kids.
So ridiculous? Yeah. One, your kid has to wear a mask on a baseball field right now, and the parents can't go.
That's
like,
crazy.
What's the whole
That's
point
abuse.
Of that? Who came up with that? Where does that information, how does that curtail anything from being related to the same people being able to go into the grocery store and
or
go
pile
get their
up
groceries?
In the airplane.
Right? They're more safe out there, supposedly, by this thing that's airborne, that's nonsense, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just really trying to get people to stop listening to this nonsense.
We will not
and
comply.
Understand.
That's just amazing.
We will not
just
comply.
Just say, you know what? Yeah. I'm sorry. Nope. I don't believe in it. I'm not sick. If I'm sick, I'll stay home. But I'm not sick.
Just say no.
And you know what? I want to watch my kid, and I don't want to watch my kid play in a mask.
There you
I don't want to send videos to whomever, have video memories of not even being able to see my kid's face.
Oh, man.
And it's just ridiculous. It's hurting them. They're not getting their oxygen. Once again, the mental issues that are going to be coming from this, we don't see them yet. They're not here yet. They're not showing out. It's a Stockholm syndrome in the making.
Yeah.
To where we're going to have a real crisis on our hands dealing with these kids.
It's time, Oregon, to open up. It's time to take a stand. Let's do this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Sign the petition, download it, and have your friends and family do the same. Go to restoreoregonnow.org. Thank you for tuning in, friends. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Josh.
Thank
have a
you.
Great day.
Thank you.
God bless you, friends, and God bless the USA.
Next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.